Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murali of the 12th of March 1972. The title is, The Basis of Success is the Power to Accumulate Goodness and the Power to Fight. In Hindi, the power to accumulate goodness is Sangrah and the power to fight is Sangram. The title is, The Basis of Success is the Power to Accumulate Goodness, that is Sangrah, and the Power to Fight, Sangram. Do you constantly consider yourselves to be embodiments of success? Or do you yourselves experience attaining success easily? In order to become an embodiment of success constantly and easily, you need two main powers. On the basis of these two powers, you can constantly and easily become an embodiment of success. What are these two powers? You already have faith in the intellect, so what powers do you now need to make effort for success? One is the power to fight, that is, Sangram. And the other is the power to take and accumulate goodness, that is Sangraha in Hindi. This also includes taking and accumulating goodness for others. It includes taking and accumulating all types of goodness. One is the power to fight, and the other is the power to take and accumulate goodness. If you have both these powers, there cannot be a lack of success. So what is the reason for a lack of success in any task or in your effort? Either you do not know how to take and accumulate the goodness, or you do not know how to fight. If you have both these powers, you can easily and constantly attain success. This is why you must make effort to fill yourself with both these powers. When any task comes in front of you, before you begin that task, check yourself as to whether you have both these powers in your awareness. Although you may have these powers, if you do not use them at the time of performing your task, you do not attain success. After doing your task, you think, if I had done this, it would have been like this. What is the reason for this? You do not know how to use these powers at a time of need. No matter how good your weapons are, no matter how many powers you have, if you do not use these weapons or those powers for the task at the time they are needed, you cannot attain success. Because of this, before you begin any task, check yourself. When you are having a photograph taken, you prepare yourself before the picture is taken. Once the photograph is taken, no matter what it is like, it becomes a memorial for all times. In the same way, this is the unlimited camera in which a photograph of every second is being taken. If you put yourself right after the picture has been taken, it is wasteful. In the same way, begin any task after stabilizing yourself in the stage of an embodiment of power. If someone performs a beautiful act off stage, how would the audience be able to see that? It is the same here. First of all, stabilize yourself in your stage and then perform your act. Only then will your act be accurate and worthy of being praised. When you come off stage and you start to perform your act in an ordinary way, you then start thinking about it. However, at that time, you do not have that stage. The time has then gone by. The photograph has already been taken. This is why you must constantly have both these powers at all times in every task. Sometimes you have the force to fight, but you forget to take and accumulate goodness, and at other times you think about taking and accumulating the goodness, but you forget to fight. Both have to be simultaneous. What will be the result by using all the powers? The result will be success. Your thoughts, words, and deeds, all three, will be the same. This is called being a master or mighty authority. It should not be that you have very elevated thoughts, that you continue to make plans and also speak about them in words, and yet, at the time of doing, you are not able to do it. Would you then be called a master or mighty authority? The main qualifications of a master or mighty authority are that his thoughts, words, and deeds will all be the same. At present, from time to time, these words emerge. I did think about it, but I wasn't able to do it. There is a difference seen between the plans and the practice. However, the plans of those who are master or mighty authorities and who are constantly embodiments of success will take a practical form. Everyone wishes to be an embodiment of success. Since you have an elevated desire and aim, then, together with that aim, your words and deeds should also be elevated in order to make your plan elevated. However, because of weaknesses, you are not able to put whatever plans you have created into a practical form. This is because you lack the power to fight or the power to take goodness from people and accumulate at that time. In the olden days, when an enemy came in front of you on the battlefield, you would have a sword in one hand and also a shield in the other hand. So, the sword and the shield would both carry out their own tasks. Here too, you need this practice. You need practice in order to use both the powers at the same time. Since all of you consider yourselves to be masters, are you masters in all ways? Just as the Father's name is Trimurti Shiva, in the same way, each of you is a Master Trimurti Shiva, are you not? You also have three tasks to perform, do you not? You do service and carry out your tasks on the basis of this. What are your three forms? One is the Brahmin form, through which you carry out the task of establishment. The second is the form of a Shakti, through which you carry out the task of destruction. And then, by considering yourself to be a world mother and a Ganges of knowledge, a bestower of blessings and a great donor, you carry out sustenance. The form of a world father is included in the form of being a bestower of blessings. So, if you constantly have these three forms in your awareness, these virtues would then be visible in your acts. Just as the father always has the awareness of his three forms, in the same way, whilst walking and moving along, you should have the awareness of your three forms that you are a Master Trimurti. You need to perform all three tasks simultaneously. It is not that the time of carrying out establishment is separate from the time of destruction, which is yet to come. No. Continue to create a new creation and also continue to destroy the old creation. Continue to destroy the devilish sanskars, or old weaknesses at the same time. You are bringing about new sanskars and finishing old sanskars. Many have the quality of creating a new creation, but because of not having the form of a Shakti, of a destroyer, they are not successful. This is why both are needed at the same time. You can only have this practice when you have the practice of becoming soul conscious within a second. Only those who have such a practice become successful in every task. Stabilize yourself in the form of a great donor. Only those who have such a practice become successful in every task. Stabilize yourself in the form of a great donor, a bestower of blessings, a world mother or world father, and a purifier. Then, when you give drishti to any souls, you will be able to make them attain blessings through the drishti. You can also enable them to attain something through your attitude, that is, you can sustain them. However, you must constantly have the awareness of this form. Brahmins very quickly carry out establishment after having told a story or given knowledge, but there is a need to pay greater attention to the tasks of destruction and sustenance. At the time of giving sustenance, if you sustain any soul by having a benevolent attitude and vision, then, no matter how bad that soul may have been, you are able to make him merciful through your sustenance. No matter how impure the soul may be, you are able to purify that soul with your attitude of a purifier. If you look at the impurities, you would not be able to do anything. Just as a mother never sees the weaknesses or defects of her children, she is always concerned about putting them right. In the same way, by constantly stabilizing yourself in the task of giving sustenance, you are able to move along accurately. A mother has two special powers, the power to tolerate and the power to accommodate. In the same way, if you use both these powers at the time of giving sustenance to any soul, you will definitely attain success. However, this can only happen if you do it whilst stabilizing yourself in the form of a world mother or a world father. If you see yourself in the form of a brother or a sister, there is a margin for having other thoughts. So consider yourself to be like a mother or father. Parents tolerate so much for the sake of the children and accommodate everything for them. Only then can they sustain them and make them worthy. So at the time of performing every action, you must keep these three forms in your awareness. As your awareness, so your form. As your form, so your success. By having the awareness of all three forms, you automatically receive power. This is also a position. By stabilizing yourself in your position, you receive power and strength. If you remember the name of the Father, you can definitely consider yourself to be a master. You remind everyone of his name. You take the name of the Father so many times, either in your mind or in words. As is the Father's name, I too am a master Trimurti Shiva. If you have this in your awareness, you will receive success. So, constantly be an embodiment of success. At present, it is not the time for failing in anything. If you are successful 10 times and not successful once, that is still called a lack of success. So, by constantly having the form and the task in your awareness at the same time, you are able to work wonders. Otherwise, what happens is that you have to make a lot of effort and yet receive very little attainment. Because of having very little attainment, you then develop weaknesses. Your enthusiasm decreases and your courage and hope decrease. It is then your own fault. You put an axe to your own feet. Therefore, since you yourselves are responsible, you must constantly pay attention. So from now onwards, let the past be the past. Bring about power in yourself with your awareness and constantly be an embodiment of success. Then, the difference that remains, whereby you have a lot of zeal and enthusiasm today and it diminishes tomorrow, that difference will finish. You will then constantly experience zeal and enthusiasm and attainment in yourself. You have to make Maya and the elements your servants. In the Golden Age, you do not experience any unhappiness because you will have made the elements your servants. The reason for unhappiness is that you become a servant of Maya or the elements. If you do not become their servant, could there be any unhappiness? So, you must never become a servant of Maya. If you become a servant of Maya or the elements to a great extent here, you will also have to become a servant there because your sanskars will be those of a servant. If you are a servant and experience unhappiness here and you become a servant there too, what is the benefit of that? Therefore, check. If there is any unhappiness, you must definitely have been a servant of Maya at some point. You cannot experience unhappiness without being a servant. So first of all, you need the power to recognize and then the power to bring about transformation. You must never become an embodiment of failure. Those who do will be your subjects who come at the end and your devotees. If those who rule the kingdom of the world are not successful, who would become embodiments of success? Acha. Day by day, you have to bring about transformation in yourself. While seeing and knowing the sanskars and nature of anyone, your intellect's yoga should not be drawn to that one. Instead, you should have greater good wishes for that soul. Listen through one ear and let it out through the other. Do not give it any place in your intellect. Only then will you be able to stabilize your intellect in one place. Do not see the weaknesses of weak souls. Maintain the awareness of there being a variety of souls. Have soul conscious vision. By being aware of them as souls, you will be able to give power to those souls. The soul is saying this. These are the sanskars of the soul. Make this lesson firm. By having the awareness of the word soul, you automatically have spirituality and good wishes, and your vision becomes pure. Even if someone is insulting you, have the awareness that that soul is acting out of a tamoguni part. Become your own teacher and practice this. You cannot receive help from others in order to make this lesson firm. You receive help through your own effort. Acha Om Shanti.